I'm here to tell you, as a small business owner, JeffKatz.us, well, again, shameless plug, but I will remind you, our general mangler said I could do that. So I'm going to take him up on his offer. JeffKatz.us, that's where you'll find my business. I am, in fact, very proud accredited business with the Better Business Bureau. So Barry will be with us at 3:35. We've got an update with our Jewish community activities. A couple of months ago, I actually sat down with one of the folks over at the Jewish organizations. They're all now sort of in the same operation, the Federation and JCC operation and some other things. But we said, you know, there are a lot of people in the community just have no idea what's going on with the Jewish community. And given what happened on October the 7th, 2023, and what just happened up in Washington, D.C., and what just happened a couple of days ago out in Boulder, Colorado, guess what? We should let people know what is or is not going on. So Sam Richardson is going to be with us. Sam's going to be here at 5:35. We'll chat a little bit about that. Oh, today, I got to tell you this. Today is the final day for nominations in the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Competition. This is not even the voting yet. Good gosh, that just goes on and on, does it not? This is why I only will deal with the one best of, because there's a million of these best ofs out there, right? Every publication has their own. Every this has their own. So the Richmond Times-Dispatch one is the one that I've been involved with since the beginning. Very, very happy to say I've won it now 5 years in a row. Would love to make it six. In fact, to tell you the truth, I'd like to make it seven. And the reason for that is if, in fact, you win 7 years in a row, you're done. They retire you. It's like they take your number and they hang it on the jersey up in the rafters. So if we can get through six and seven, I'm telling you, then I'm done, and then everybody else can have had it. This is why. I mentioned this to you, Jeremy. I don't understand some of these music disc jockey types. Now, I don't understand them anyway, but nonetheless, why on earth would you throw your stuff in now when you can sit back and, you know, just discount the next couple of contests, and then I will be very happy to urge my people to vote for you. So truthfully, if you are one of these musical disc jockey types, your smart move here, your strategic move here is just to tell your listener that he or she should be voting for the Jeff Katz Show as the best local afternoon radio show. That's it. I mean, that's just the way it is. But if you haven't done it yet, because remember, you're restricted on this. When we get to the voting, you vote as many times as you want, as long as it's once a day, once via phone, once via the interwebs. But for now, you can only nominate once. Go.richmond.com/the best. Go.richmond.com/the best. All right? Nominate the Jeff Katz Show for the best local afternoon radio show. There are a whole slew of other folks who should be nominated. A lot of folks I have nominated. And if you'll head over to Facebook, look for Jeff Katz. Look for Radio Katz, R-A-D-I-O-K-A-T-Z. I put that up there to make it easier for people. Because again, there are a lot of Jeff Katzes out there. And you don't want to have to deal with all of them. So Radio Katz, look for that on Facebook. I have a great list up there, all the things that I've endorsed, if you will, that I've nominated, the folks that I've nominated. Wonderful release here from the FBI. Let me share this with you. I'm just going to read it to you. Help the FBI protect children. As the Attorney General has made clear, we will protect our children and hold accountable those who mutilate them under the guise of gender-affirming care. Report tips of any hospitals, clinics, or practitioners performing these surgical procedures on children at 1-800-CALL-FBI or tips.fbi.gov. 1-800-CALL-FBI or tips.fbi.gov. If you are aware of any facility, a hospital or a clinic in Virginia that is performing these awful procedures on children, these mutilations, call the FBI. Call the FBI. I can't tell you how happy I am to see that Kash Patel and the team at the FBI now saying, we are going to keep our kids safe. And that includes keeping them safe when it comes to medical practitioners who want to indulge them in some sort of childhood delusion or fantasy, who would rather violate their Hippocratic oath of first do no harm by saying, well, we feel better doing this. FBI now on the case, and I am grateful to see that. Again, if you are aware of any facility, be it a hospital or a clinic or a practitioner, who is performing these surgical procedures on children, I'm not sure if the chemical castrations would be covered on that or not. I don't know. But call the FBI. I'm sure they'll let you know. If you say, look, I know of this doctor who is chemically castrating boys because they think they're girls. Is this something you handle? They say, oh, well, we're only doing surgical procedures. Okay, well, then you know. You don't know if you don't ask. You don't know if you don't tell. So again, 1-800-CALL-FBI or tips.fbi.com. A couple of other things, obviously, that we are dealing with. This race for sheriff in the city of Richmond, I think, is an important one. I know it's an important one. We had William Burnett with us yesterday. I've posted the entire chat that I had with William. I've said it over and over again for those that live in the city of Richmond. If you care about the sheriff's office, and maybe you don't, you know, if you don't, then hey, full steam ahead. Keep doing what you're doing. You already have the worst sheriff in America. You've got such understaffing because she's such an abysmal excuse for a sheriff. But in addition to that, you have inmates who are dying. Maybe you don't care about them. I don't know. I think somebody cares about them. Somebody would think, hey, this is probably not a good thing to have happen. Maybe, just maybe, we should stand up and do something about it. Another fake story. Washington Post now forced to retract yet another story. How is it possible for anyone in any journalistic post? And I realize in this day and age, journalism for the most part has died. But anybody who's even pretending to be a reporter, anybody who's even pretending to be a journalist, if you get a press release from Hamas, shouldn't you take, oh gosh, I don't know, 10 seconds, 5 seconds to question whether or not it is or is not true? Wouldn't that be exactly what a real journalist would do, what a real reporter would do, rather than simply running with the Hamas story, a terrorist organization? God, just seems to be that's one of those things, even if you are yourself a Jew hater, Even you've got to take a moment, don't you? And say, this might not be true. It might look bad for us if we report simply what Hamas told us. But they got the Washington Post. The Washington Post essentially reprinted the press release. ABC pseudo news, national folks, still ran it. Whole bunch of people ran it. And a number of them now being forced, because it was completely and totally fictional, being forced now to dial it back, being forced to apologize. But you know the way that works. Nobody hears the apology. Everybody hears the story, or they read the story, or they see the story. But the apology, not so much. Not so much. I do wonder where the Washington Post will put it
in their pay.
I do not get the Washington Post. Thank you for asking. When we first bought this house, what, 5 years ago? We did subscribe to the Sunday Washington Post because Heidi was sure that we would finally get Sundays back. I don't know how or why she thought that. Maybe because we didn't have little kids at that point. But forget about it. No, I don't know anybody who's got the time to sit around on Sunday mornings over a cup of coffee with the Sunday paper. Although, given what the Sunday papers have become, you could probably finish most Sunday papers now before you finish that cup of coffee. So, maybe I'll re-examine it. I'll let you know. I'll keep you in the loop on that one. Barry Moore coming up at 3:35. It is 3:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Oh, there are tears in my email. Oh, goodness gracious. Virginia Public Media. Oh no, they're asking for my help. Why, it's an almost perfect personal appeal from Jamie Swain, the president and the CEO of Virginia Public Media and the Virginia Foundation for Public Media, which is apparently the parent company of Style Weekly. Oh, no! Dear readers. Well, see, that's where I can stop, because dear readers, because you remember when Style Weekly used to be Style Weekly? Yes, you do. You remember when it was Style Weekly. And then it went under, and then the Virginia Public Media people who have no money somehow purchased Style Weekly's collection and assets and stuff. Dear readers, it's official. Yesterday, the White House asked Congress to claw back previously approved federal funding for public media. The House plans to vote quickly, as early as next week. And now this is all bold. This is a serious threat to public media stations across the country, including VPM, Style Weekly's parent company. If this rescission proposal is passed by both the House and Senate, it would result in an immediate loss of funding for VPM. Tell me again where the bad news is. We need your help now. We urge you to pick up the phone or send an email to tell your members of Congress to vote against rescission. Calls are especially critical given how quickly this legislation could move. If you have already contacted your representative, please call or email again. If you haven't, we urge you to reach out today. Your voice can make a difference. Thank you for your support, Jamie. Jamie, I don't know how to break it to you. I appreciate the email. No, I do. I do. But my suggestion would be, if, in fact, you think that your product is a good product, and people could argue that, I'm sure there are people that love what you do. I really do. I want to be very honest. I know there are people that probably love everything that you do. Jump into the pool. There's plenty of room here in the dreaded free market. See, you've already got it both ways there with this NPR PBS cabal that you've established. Right, you pull this thing, you have this gimmick where you say, we don't sell advertising. But gosh, you sell sponsorships. It's the same thing. I don't know how to break it to you. It's the same, except that you can do that and then get public funding and then hawk those god-awful tote bags and umbrellas. You got the best of both worlds. No, you got the best of all, well, of all worlds. The rest of us actually have to go out and compete. Think about that. We have to compete. We have to go in front of business owners, potential advertisers, and say, listen, every single day, Jeff Katz speaks to this many people, and here's what their income it is, and here's where they live, and here are the things they like. Would you like to reach those people? Well, yes, I would. That fits with my business. Oh, okay. Well, we'll put together a program for you. Great. You get to do that and then call it a sponsorship. And then you have the audacity, the nerve, the temerity to stand there with one of those annoying tote bags like you're a six-year-old on Halloween going to Congress going, please give us more tax money. No. No, I'm done. I am. I'm done with that. If there's something good on it, go out there and sell it. That would be my suggestion to you. And if you find that people are not interested in purchasing straightforward advertising for your product, it could be an indication that your product isn't that good. This is really called picking winners and losers. In the free market, where we practice free enterprise, we put it all on the line every single day. You, because you had these fellow leftists up there in the House and the Senate saying, well, you know, they can see if they can get sponsors for their stuff, but you know, not to worry. We'll still finance them. Oh, and they can still have these fundraising drives. No. But again, thank you for the email. I have read it, and I have your request, and I promise you from the bottom of my heart, I will ignore them promptly. That's my promise to you. It is 325. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
First debate.
333, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. It is toasty as well. What are we? 86. It's warm. It's warm. And as I mentioned, the humidity has dialed itself up a little bit. So that is also making you feel less than comfortable. You probably like a little bit of air conditioning in your car, right? The Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia did a little something today all about cars. And this is one of those issues, I think, where questions come up all the time about trust and understanding in the auto industry. And I'm not surprised. My friend Barry Moore, who is the president and the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia, said, let's do something on this. Let's get in front of this. And they did it today. I want to hear all about it. Barry, good afternoon, sir.
Hello, Jeff. How are you? What a great day to talk to you and your listeners. What a great day.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I'm doing well. I'm always thrilled to hear your voice. I want to hear what happened today over there at 100 East Shore Drive with this automobile discussion. What was it all about and how did it go?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I think the Better Business Bureau right here in Central Virginia did a first of its kind. Nobody's ever done a discussion like this. Listening to consumers, Jeff, we asked them questions and about automobile insurance, towing, detailing the car, servicing the car. Why go to a dealership, new car dealership versus independent? Why go to an accredited business versus non? What else do we do? New and used car dealerships. And I have to tell you, the questions and the answers were great. The insight was amazing. We put it on Facebook Live. And the hero of the whole side for the auto sector side, The only one that showed, unfortunately, and I don't consider it a bad thing, but Ernie Simopoulos from Haley Buick GMC gave all the answers. And every consumer in the room said, that's who we're going to do business with. So it was a great win for him to take his time. But all the rest of the sector, all the businesses out there are so, so busy. And they're accredited, and they couldn't take the time to listen to consumers. Jeez. We're going to do it again, and we're going to do it better.
Okay.
But, boy, it's the same thing I keep banging the head, saying, why are businesses not listening to the obvious?
Yeah.
And this was an amazing conversation.
Wow. That is amazing that the only person from the auto sector, there's only one that shows up. And obviously, everybody knows you. You had a little bit of a relationship with Haley for a period of time.
I would say so.
Yeah. And but that, boy, that says so much about them. My hat is off to them.
Yeah.
God bless them. That's great.
Well, he took it like a man. He answered the question. He was great. He's such a professional.
Yeah.
But what it did, Jeff, when he left, the consumers in the room saying, what a disrespectful group of business owners. And, boy, that is eye-opening. The same people are going to all these other events, all these parties, all these cookouts, are not doing the obvious. And the Better Business Bureau screaming for this to help our community. And we're going to continue to do it. We didn't lose. Like Evie said, Barry, we did great.
Yeah.
And one showed up. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And we just got to do a better job getting people to listen to us. And the only way, Jeff, you've attended, you get it.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody leaves a raving fan of the BBB brand.
That's
we're
right.
a unique, one-of-a-kind brand. Nobody does what we do. We're a song, the money's a joke, and you don't need to do all these other companies that are saying, well, get accredited here, get a seal here. We're doing the real work as a nonprofit. That's and right. with your help, by the way, Counts is a big, big instrument for us. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. I want to know what the consumers had to say. What were their concerns and questions, Barry?
Here's a big factory-trained technicians. That's what they want.
Okay.
They believe in factory-trained. They don't buy the gimmicks. They don't care about the nonprofit gimmicks that people are doing. Come here for an oil change. We're going to donate money. Everybody in the room said the same thing. We don't care. We know we're paying for that. Just give us the best service, the best price. Stop the gimmicks. And, you know, I started them in Richmond back in 2001. It was me that started this. And then other companies followed.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. But it worked. It had a time and a place.
Okay.
Now it's over. People are hurting financially. They don't have the money. And they need great service for good parts and good service. And the other thing, Jeff, was OEM, original equipment, whether it's body shop work, indoor parts, oil change filters and stuff, they didn't want the aftermarket brands that the independent shops are using. They want to buy original OEM parts. And they knew the difference. That was the funny part. The group knew what we were talking about. Other things, you know, looking at BBB.org, not going to companies that are not BBB.org. A couple of used car dealers were mentioned. You know, the big national public company was mentioned that the service is not all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a gimmick. So anyway, that was it. Insurance agents, two people answered the question. They want the cheapest insurance monthly. They don't care about the higher deductible, which I find shocking because I was a farmer's insurance agent in Pittsburgh, and that was contrary to what people told me up there. But that was 4 years ago. Life continues to change. They hated the buying process to buy a car. They want to do the work online. They want to do the research, Jeff, and they want to get the answers before they walk in. And they don't want to play games in the dealership. They want to be in and out, whatever that means time-wise, but they don't want to play games. And they all perceive new car dealerships as well as used car dealerships as playing games.
Yeah.
So that was interesting also. So
that is fascinating, and that, well, I mean, I hate to say it, but that probably is the perception that the vast majority of people have. We've either experienced it, or somebody's told us about it, or we've seen a movie or a television show, and we know there's this or that. But it is about time, and one of the things that becomes clear, Barry, as you're talking about here, people value their time. Time is such a precious commodity. And if it means I'm paying $5 more on that premium each month, but I can do it in and out, if it means that when I go into the dealer is not giving me a song and a dance and saying, well, hold on, you sit here. I'm going to go in the back to the imaginary F&I guy, and then we're going to have a cup of coffee. You know what I mean?
It's like, look, yes, you brought it up.
Yeah, I did the work. Here's how much the car should sell for. Is that what you're selling? If you're selling it for that, let's, you know, here's some money. Give me the keys. I'm out of here. I got a lunch.
Let's wrap it up. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah,
all right.
Great, Jeff. I'm pumped up so much on adrenaline because it was such a great event. It was such a great event. And I look at myself and I say, okay, I'm responsible. I'm the one that didn't bring people in. Well, I'm going to work harder at it. And we're going to, you know, work as a community to really get these conversations and start making more sense to help the for-profit companies that are accredited be different than their competitors that are not the same quality.
Exactly.
They could talk a great game, but they're all in it. When you get really down to it, if you can't become accredited for a couple dollars a month, that means you're really not concentrating. You're working on profit and not taking the time to learn what this brand is. And this brand is all about consumers.
That's right.
So if you want to branch out, that's what we're about, right? And you know that.
Yo, I know that firsthand. Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Barry Moore is joining us. Barry, so you handle this one. This is a huge one, the car sector and consumers. What are you thinking next?
Yeah, I think we're going to go to, believe it or not, media. Buying the media. And the advertising agencies, the shock jocks, all the people out there. And where to go to get the people to listen to you and not give you ads from 20 years ago, $9.99 down, or these crazy ads that I used to go listen to consultants,
right,
and they were not changing with the times. The younger market doesn't care anything about that. Right. They want trust, respect, and integrity. Yeah. And that's where, you know, again, over and over, the BBB has been doing it since 1912. But I think we're going to do the media. I was talking to somebody that attended today from Channel 6, and I talked to Jim. And I think we're going to go that direction. You know, the first one we did, I didn't tackle the car industry. I tackled something I thought was going to be harder. And that was the guys at home improvement, construction. Right. We had over 50 people here, Jeff. That was 3 weeks ago. That was an incredible, intense conversation, as intense as today. Yeah. And it was so, we walk out laughing. We buy pizza. We don't ask for any money. We let people leave, and man, people are leaving excited. And nothing makes me feel better at this stage of my career. And I care so much about the Central Virginia, and I care about businesses. I care about the business owner, and I care about the employee. And the last thing I'll say, if you don't mind, the employers attract, satisfy, retain the very best employees first, and then they get customers. Well, to satisfy and retain, we have families that are hurting out there. We've got parents going home, finding out their kids are addicted to something or being bullied, might be depressed, you know, God forbid, suicidal. And we're dealing with that as employers. And I had a gentleman here, Joe Crawley, from the Coleman Institute, who just reopened, thank God. Yeah. It's right here. And he got a chance to speak, you know, to the consumers who work at companies saying, you know what, I got a program. Let me come in and talk to everybody before fentanyl makes it into your home, in the kid's backpack, or into your spouse's life, because it's happening everywhere. And so it was refreshing. And Joe Crawley at Coleman, I would call him. Coleman's got a great program. They closed down. They reopened, thank goodness. And I think our community really needs it.
I love that. I love that. Now, what I will say, Barry, is that when you do the media stuff, let me know, because I absolutely want to come over to that. And I want to remind everybody while you're here, and you'll back me up, our radio factory here, we got a couple of radio stations, and we are, in fact, a Better Business Bureau accredited business, correct?
You are correct. And it starts with right from the top.
Yep.
So Bennett and all you guys have done, and Purcell, your team there, all start and end with that. So, yeah. Kent, everybody over there.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's great.
Yeah, we got a good, solid team. We're always looking out for those people. And, you know, here's the thing. Let me say this in closing to you, Barry. I don't understand a business that says, I don't want to be accredited, or doesn't come to one of these events, because the reality is that those businesses that are there, that have these great conversations with the consumers, they're walking out with their own brand new book of business. God, you're just leaving money on the table. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Ernie called me today and got back to his store, and he called me and said, thank you. I learned so much, you know, and he's been doing it as long as I did it, if not longer, the car industry. And he thanked me, and he goes, man, we should have done this a long time ago.
Yep.
So again, we're going to be, Central Virginia is light and fire. It's the help of Jeff Katz. All seriousness, you are a brand champion at your company. I can't wait to get you more speeches and more conversation that you're going to lead here at the BBB. We got topics for the summer.
You're a good man. Listen, Barry, for folks that want to check stuff out, if you are a consumer saying, hey, I want to know if a business is accredited, I want to know about this, that, or the other. And if you're a business who is listening and finally saying, yeah, I really should do that, what's the best place for each of them to reach out to you?
It's all BBB.org. It's self-explanatory. It's so easy. BBB.org. You go into an application. We vet it. We make sure you qualify, you're who you say you are, and then you pay us a fee. And when you break it down, a lot of companies are so small, they're paying us less than $50 a month. So it's a steal.
Yeah.
And we've got other organizations in town trying to come up with new programs, new certifications and all. Hmm. Why? They must be looking to make their for-profits or a nonprofit. Just get with the program.
There you go.
And just come in, come visit me. Let me put my money where my mouth is, and 804-521-6940. I almost forgot the number. Thank you, Jeff, for your time.
You're the best. Thank you, my friend. That is Barry Moore. Barry is the president, the CEO over the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. I don't know if you had a chance to watch it on the Facebook live cast earlier today, but a couple of hours, I think it was 10 to noon, I popped in, and I got Julia duty this week and next week, so I'm not as focused as I ordinarily would be, if you will. But what a great conversation, and I'm shocked that only one industry rep showed up. That's sad. Man, we got to step up the game. Everybody. And if you are a business and you have not sought out Better Business Bureau accreditation, I'm telling you, you are, if nothing else, you are leaving a boatload of money on the table. Seriously. People reach out to the BBB first. I told you about my dad. My dad never bought anything, never got a service without checking it out with the Better Business Bureau first. And it's so much easier now. It's so much easier with a click here and a click there. And also, no offense to the Angie List or Craigslist or Yelps or what have you. I trust BBB. Always had. Anyway, all right, that's my preaching for the day. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 350, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Take a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Dave says, Jeff, how about the Better Business Bureau grading the news? I love it. Make them report the actual news and not a narrative. Oh, that would be priceless, wouldn't it? Yeah, well, journalism has kind of passed away. Say a little prayer for journalism. Someone else checking in. Jeff, whenever my wife and I have work done around our house, we always check the Better Business Bureau. I actually have an appointment tomorrow with someone to redo our master bathroom. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Excellent. I love that. I do. JeffKatz.us. That's the website for my business. Speeches, books, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I also very proud to say A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Frank from North Chesterfield says, hey, Jeff, you are overwhelmingly correct about PBS and the public broadcasting system. But I do have to say, as compared to regular TV, which for the most part is full of swill and drivel, at least they have shows about art, history, music, and nature, the likes and quality of which you'll be hard-pressed to find on cable. Well, I don't argue with you on that. And cable. Anybody still have cable? I don't think they even have cable anymore, right? Everybody's got different, you got Hulu or, well, anyway. Frank, I get that. There are shows that are wonderful. So go out and sell ads to put them on the air. Figure out a platform. Chat with Hulu. Chat with Amazon. I'm sorry, it is the free market. I will tell you right now, there's not a single solitary piece of programming on either NPR or PBS that is worth a nickel of my tax money. Nothing. Nothing. If, in fact, they were responsible, professional, impartial journalists, you could possibly...
As if you decided you wanted to go see a certain movie. Now, it might not be a movie I want to see. I'm not going to stop you from going to the movies, right? But you know what else I'm not going to do? I'm not going to pay for your movie ticket. I'm not going to yell at you for going to that particular movie that I don't want to see, but I'm not buying your ticket for you. Enjoy it. Get extra popcorn. Get extra butter on the popcorn.
Tom from Midlothian says, Jeff, I might be the only one who is truly enlightened by your argument against government funding, and I just wanted to thank you tons. Well, you're welcome. I'm just trying to explain it as best I can. Because people are going to say, oh, you hate this, or I don't hate anybody. That's not true. You abuse children. I hate you. You hurt puppies. I hate you. But you're in favor of some television program or some radio show. I don't hate you. But your viewing pleasure, your listening pleasure is not my business. This is my business, getting you to listen to me. That's what I care about.
Jeff 804 says, I hope the Republicans don't wimp out on defunding leftist radio, but I'm sure they will. Gosh, I hope not. Another 804 says, tell VPM to, oh, I can't say that. But I get what you're saying, but I can't say that. I won't say that. I shan't say that. Because again, you know, I work here. You know who else works here? Rich Herrera in the mornings, Richmond's Morning News. I don't know if you are a loyal listener yet, or if you're still saying, well, you know, there used to be somebody else there, which is true. Things change. I would urge you to tune in at 6 o'clock in the morning. Listen to Rich. Let me know what you're thinking. Let him know what you're thinking. Is there something that he missed? Is there something he should be focusing on? You know, same way, just hit us up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.